On this week's House Matters, zones of special operations for Denham Town and Mount Salem extended, state of emergency in St. James to continue until October, and government rolling out initiatives to address drought. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the extension of the zones of special operations in Mount Salem and Denham Town by a further 60 days. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the extension will facilitate the continued rollout of the build phase of its strategy in both communities. Mr. Holness added that the build phase is part of a much longer process of transformation.
There is no short-term vision in pursuing success. Instead, to ensure transformation in these spaces, there must be a realistic and practical approach towards transitioning these communities to sustainable peace. Crime prevention programs and strategies continue to bring order to both communities. And this includes changes and improvements in community infrastructure, culture, and the physical environment.
The Prime Minister noted that the government will continue to collaborate with various organizations to sustain the transformational initiatives.
The programs in the zones have been assessed as being effective, and there is no reason, Mr. Speaker, to discontinue the work being done. As a point of fact, there are overall reductions in homicides, and particularly firearm-related incidents. Further to this, we continue to convene various interagency working groups, which includes law enforcement, service providers, and community-based practitioners, to ensure that our efforts are deliberate and transparent while we seek to manage the transformation of these communities.
Meanwhile, the House of Representatives has approved a resolution to extend the state of emergency in St. James for an additional 90 days. The current state of emergency in St. James expires on August 2, and the extension will run until October 31. Prime Minister Holness says the state of emergency in the parish continues to be effective and has been instrumental in the reduction of the average daily murder rate across the island.
If you look, you will see that at the point of the declaration of this state of emergency, you'll see that the average daily murders has fallen from 4.65 to 3.44 nationally.
Prime Minister Holness says for the period January 1 to July 7, 2018, the St. James Police Division accounted for 51 murders, a 67% drop when compared to the corresponding period last year. He adds that a total of 46 illegal weapons have been recovered in St. James. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, is urging members of parliament to work with their parish councils to devise a schedule for trucking of water to residents affected by drought-like conditions. Minister Vaz informed the House of Representatives on Tuesday that $10 million has been allocated for the trucking of water to Portland residents for the period July to September.
And I'm suggesting to you, as I have done in Portland and submitted already, that you do so as quickly as possible so that at least they will look at what type of demand is there monetary-wise and what you can be allocated so you know where you are, so that when the trucking is done, there is not an issue for payment to the truckers of the water.
Minister Vaz stated that the trend of below average rainfall for the island continued through the secondary rainfall season, which started in May, adding that reports for that month indicate that two parishes, Portland and St. Elizabeth, again receive less rainfall than their long-term averages.
Consideration is now being given to convening the National Drought Committee to give attention to the strategies that may be needed to be employed should the island be forced into a more widespread situation.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for more on what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.